Evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wesley, billion dollar virgin, with another millionaire midnight rant, folks. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your friend, it's your mentor here, Wesley Virgin, self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas. Go live every night on Instagram to give you genuine advice about manifesting your dreams. Today I had an awesome day. Made a lot of money today, by the way. How much money did you make? Made a lot of money here. A ton of progress as well. But hello, everyone. Hello. Hello. Sugarland is in the house. Okay. How many of you are from Houston, Texas? I'm curious. Can everybody do something for me? Comment your state and city below or your country. I'm just curious. Where are you from? Where's everybody from? Okay. Your voice is so calming. I'm happy you had a good day. Amen. Well, amen to you, Linda. And thank you for the compliment about my voice. You know, my my girlfriend, she, when I speak on the rant, she sleeps like a baby. She can't listen. Well, she works hard, too. She has a business. So, but I'm pretty sure that my voice allows her body to calm down, and she sleeps like a baby. She's so adorable when she sleeps here. So I can imagine all of you going through the same moment. Oh, here we go. All right, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, New York, Nashville, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Chicago, Virginia, Australia, Cincinnati, New York, James Henderson, New Jersey, London, San Diego. Hey, you guys. You fall from all over the world here. Much love. So tonight we'll do a Q&A, okay? All you need to do is post your questions below, and if you don't know who I am, I'm rich, okay, period. That's the best way, the quickest way I can describe it. I'm rich, and I'm self-made. I'm a self-made rich man, and I do this to just make a contribution. I charge about $100,000 per hour to do any type of coaching and training. And, you know, believe it or not, people pay that much money, you know, all day long. You don't want you to become valuable to the marketplace here, but I do it here for free because I know everybody can't afford it like you, right? I get it. So I'm going to give you the goods for free, a little bit about my background. I run several digital marketing companies. I'm worth about $40 million. I have a ton of real estate. I have an Airbnb business that's new. Got a transportation business that's new. And that's international, by the way. And, yeah, I'm a father. I'm a dad. And I love helping people. Okay, I do. This fulfills me, honestly. This is what I love to do. I just love going live in the middle of the night and talking to people that I used to be like. Like, I used to be like you, a lot of you, men and women. I didn't have money. It was time I was struggling financially. I was reading books, watching videos, trying different things, buying courses, going to seminars. I did all that stuff. So you're no different from me. But the key is this, and I want you to write this down. This is the key, if there is a key. The key is to never, ever give up. Okay? And listen to me. I don't care who you listen to. I don't care how old you are. I don't care about your situation financially. Just never give up. That's the key, okay? Because everybody that's a millionaire, they just didn't give up. Everybody has their own route and road. People do so many different things to make money. But everybody has failed that have made money. Everybody have struggled. Everybody has made some type of sacrifice. So, but we just, what makes us very similar is we just didn't quit. We didn't give up. So promise me you won't do it. Just don't quit. Just keep going. Okay, learn to enjoy the journey here. How long did it take to get an American Express credit card after bankruptcy? Let me see. So the bankruptcy was on my credit for 7 years, and after 7 years, it just dropped off. So that's when I got the Amex. Questions to Hey Susanna, how are you? Alyssa, how are you? Questions for me here. Okay, hey Keisha Martin, how are you? Jay Murphy, how are you, sir? Questions. And I want everybody to say never. Just never give up. Just say never. Like, just confirm to me that you will never give up, please. Even if you don't listen to me, just never give up. You may find another mentor on the internet. I don't know. Find somebody else that resonates with you, but just never give up. I don't care if you never listen to another rant. Just never give up. Come at the word never. Just never. Okay? Just die in the process. Die getting rich. It doesn't matter how many years, decades it takes. Just, if it never happens, it's fine. Just die trying to climb that mountain. Because in my opinion, anything other than trying to climb the mountain of success, it's just not even worth it, especially if that's your desire. Right? I think the worst way to live is to regret not doing it or even trying it, because that's the life that you wanted. Now, if that's not the life that you want, you should be in bed right now. Like, take your ass to sleep, go to sleep, get ready to go to work tomorrow for the next 20, 30 years of your life. But if you're on this life right now, that means that you want something different, you want something more, and you're fighting for it. And you should. So just get rich or die trying, honestly. That's the mentality you have to have. Okay? I wanted to share a story with you, but let me see if I have any questions here. I had a title tonight. It was called Passion versus Intelligence, but I want to see if I have any questions here tonight, and maybe I'll save that topic for tomorrow night. But just want to give you guys, you asked the question. What is it, Pixie? Pixie Chick, what's your question? Hey, Monica. How are you? Crazy legs. Questions for me. Post your question right now, and I'll answer it. I'm looking in the comment section right now below. Oh, I had to put some icy hot on my arm. It's getting better. I'm going to the doctor on Wednesday. I guess this happens when you get old. You got to go to the doctor. That sucks. You know, when people get old, they have to go to the doctor every week, every month. I'm like, oh, absolutely. I can't. I'm not going to be that guy. I don't have time to go to the doctor. You know, but my boo thing said I have to go. What do you think about XRP? You know, I don't follow Bitcoin anymore. And no, I don't have any XRP. I'm not involved with cryptocurrency. Can you tell us more about how to get into digital marketing? Yeah. I mean, so think about the best way to think about digital marketing. You're either going to sell a product or you're going to promote one. A digital product is basically information that's not physical, which means you download it, right? It's like a video or like an ebook. That's why they call it digital. Anything that's digital is not physical. Like, it's not nothing that's actually tangible. That's why they call it digital marketing, which is great because there's no overhead, right? You don't have to sell a physical device. So there's no cost to acquiring the goods or the services or the goods. So it's all digital. So if I write an ebook about how to help people lose weight, the only cost is the time that it took me to write the book. And I did that, by the way, and I made $20 million. Yeah, that's, listen, and it's, I'm going to say it's not easy and it's not hard. Okay? And the reason why I say it's not that hard now, because there's just so many different tools, like with ChatGPT, and you have all these different artificial intelligence applications now that will create an ebook in seconds now. I mean, honestly, it's like, you just have to learn how to market. If I can give you guys any advice, if you ever want to bring a product online, just learn how to market, learn how to sell it. If you can do that, then you are ahead of the game. It's like a person that sells cars. If they sell cars very well, they can sell anything, right? So a couple of books to get if you want to learn how to sell and market online. And these are like basic principles. These are foundational techniques and principles to sell anything. The book is called Influence by Robert Cialdini. Read that book. Great read. Talks about the 7 weapons of influence. Okay. Like reciprocity, scarcity, authority, urgency, social proof. Get that book for sure. Like if you ever want to sell anything online, buy that book, read it, and apply that book to your marketing techniques. Okay? For sure. He has another book that's called Persuasion as well. What's the best AI app? Well, the best one I'm using is ChatGPT. I'm not going to lie, ChatGPT. It's powerful, man. It's so many things that ChatGPT can do. And now it has different plugins now. I would say go watch a video on YouTube and learn about ChatGPT. It's much more than just writing something and it's spitting out an article or an email. I give example. We are using it right now to promote my new application, DreamRiz, which you can find in the App Store right now. we do a lot of user-generated content, and ChatGPT created a TV commercial script. So I say I have a new app. It's called DreamRiz. It allows people to create a song based off their desires, their emotions they want to feel, and I need you to create a script using a software and promoting it to other people. And it did. It created an entire script of 2 people talking back to each other. So we just gave the script to the UGC person and they just recorded it from ChatGPT. I mean, ChatGPT can do everything. It can create ads for you. That's why I say it's not that hard to make $1 million now. I mean, if you want to create an ad, you can say create an ad for a weight loss product of people that can lose 10 pounds in 10 days. And it will write Facebook ads for you that you can test. You can tell ChatGPT to act like a copywriter. You can tell ChatGPT to act like a famous expert music artist. Create a rap song for me that sounds like Drake. It does it. I mean, it's really powerful. And you have some other AIs, like Google has one now. I forgot the name of it, but Google has an AI now, Bard. But I think they changed the name, I believe. But it's other ChatGPT knockoffs or competition out there. Like Gemini? Yeah, Gemini, that's the name. Explain what a definite sense of purpose is. Well, you're talking about from the book Think and Grow Rich when it talks about you have to have a definite purpose, a definitive purpose. That means you have to have something that's greater than the money that you're trying to get. You know, I get it. Everybody want to be rich on here. You want to make more money. But to have a purpose is much, it's a much higher goal or accomplishment than, or even a higher virtue than just making some money. So when you have a definitive purpose, you're not driven by the money, you're driven by the purpose. Like when Facebook was born, when Mark created it, I don't think his first thought was, let's make some money. I think he wanted to institute change, you know, on how people socialize and how people interact. So that's a purpose rather than I just want to build this to make some money. Okay. What's next? Influence, the book Influence is by Robert Cialdini. What's going on, Beverly? Is it a strong why? Is what a strong why? How long does it really take to manifest something big? First of all, you need to spell check your words. But big and small is relative. Like big to some people may be $10,000. To me, that's small. So it's very relative when you say big or small. It depends on who you're talking to. So I don't know, because I don't know what you think is big and I don't know what you think is small. But I'll tell you this, if you believe it, like if you believe that it's a possibility for you, then you could definitely manifest it. Okay? Because if you truly believe that you can do something, but maybe you don't know how, but if you believe it's possible, then you never give up. Okay? How do you establish business credit? Get yourself a business card. Apply for it. Apply for a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and get it done in your business account with your EIN number. Okay? And pay your bills on time. And you will establish business credit. You could purchase your vehicle in your business name as well. That's what I did. What's next? Questions for me. Hey, Anna, how are you? Questions here. Come on, talk to me. Pick my brain, folks. What's going on with you? Is having a strong why a part of having a purpose? I mean, having a strong why, the reason why people have the why so they won't give up, so they don't quit. How can you afford a supercar? What are the requirements? Well, it depends on which supercar you're talking about. You either have to have cash or great credit and a good paying job or a great business, honestly. Yeah. So they're going to check your financials, obviously, right, if you buy a $200,000 car. So obviously, you need to make over $100,000. You need to have great credit as well. And then more likely they're going to ask for a down payment. Do you speak any other languages? Of course. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Yeah. What's next? And oui, for French. Abrigado, Portuguese. Merci beaucoup, French. Hey, Lucia, how are you? Yeah, you can see I'm very fluent in three languages. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all rich people, we're all fluent in three languages at a minimum. Would you say it's about creating the man that has the right thoughts and actions that manifest in the physical world? It's all about creating the man? What do you mean by creating the man? The man already exists. What do you mean? I think as it relates to manifesting, it's about organizing your thoughts. Once a man or a woman organizes their thoughts properly, then you can manifest what you want. Many of you, you're just too cluttered. I'm in the process of monetizing my YouTube channel. When I do, is that considered a taxable business? Of course, but you need to make over $400,000 or $500,000. You need to make real money. Other than that, don't even worry too much about taxes. Take it to your accountant. But, you know, until you get over $500,000, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Kyla. But it's depending on where you live as well. So check with your accountant in your state or country. Questions here. The happy executive. Any more questions here? Actually, I had a great day that I may allow myself to get some shut-eye today, some sleep here. We killed it. We crushed it today. Hey, Bruni, how are you? You mentioned you had a weight loss program. How do I find it? It's gone. I don't know. That was years ago. That weight loss program is long and gone. What's next? Was the weight loss project a good idea or not successful? I made $20 million, so I guess it was a great idea. Favorite manifesting affirmations? You know, I don't have a favorite one. Hey, Luann, how are you? And I'm just being honest with you. I don't have a favorite one at all. Every word that comes out of my mouth is a affirmation. All right, folks, if you don't have any questions here, I'm going to cut it short tonight. Okay? I'm going to let you go. But remember what I said. Just don't give up whatever you do. You know, listen to my podcast. Listen to it over and over again and apply and listen and apply and listen. And realize you need to condition the mind. And I get it. I know it gets boring sometimes. And you get sick and tired of listening to the same audio. But it's going to be worth it. You've got to ask yourself, yeah, maybe it's boring. All the things you have to do to make money, to become wealthy. But I'll tell you this. It's worth it, man. It's worth it. I mean, I'm living my best life. It's so worth it. Just imagine just spending thousands of dollars every day on Amazon.com. Imagine being so bored that you have to think of things like today. I just bought, like, my door was open and I didn't want to get out of my bed to close it. So I told my assistant to find a mechanism that closes my door automatically, Bluetooth, wireless. And she found one. So I spent $500 today on that. That should be installed in the next 2 to 3 days. So I'm going to hook it up to my, you know, Amazon tap. And it's going to close automatically. You know when the door is open a little bit and you want it to close, you don't feel like getting up? Yeah. So it's going to be set up on a voice command. I mean, that's how rich I am, right? That's crazy, right? I'm so rich, I'm thinking about buying a Tesla truck, Cybertruck. $174,000. Because I don't want to wait, honestly. You know, I paid my $100 4 years ago, but who knows when they're going to get. Well, I heard they did a recall, but, you know. But you want to get that rich that you just... You just don't know where to spend the money, man. Got to be very creative these days. I love it. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Smash the like button. Comment below. Share this. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Much love and let's go.